Look at this. They put us in bikinis. It's time beer made it up to women, because without us, there would be no beer.
So first we had Bud Light go woke. Now we have this new ad from Miller Lite. Let's talk about it.
Young Apollo with the
guys, before we get into this ad, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Without further ado, let's watch this ad from Miller Lite that came out a month ago, but the internet has just caught wind of it and it is now going viral. Let's see.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever.
And among the very last to drink it in the modern day. It's a men's drink for the most part, but I digress.
Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis.
Oh gosh, I can already see the angle that's being taken here. Women are the foundational piece in the creation of beer, which is kind of hard to prove. There is definitely evidence that women were brewers in the colonial period, and back in the day, women were out there creating beer and they were brewers, so nobody's denying that. I haven't seen some massive campaign trying to restate history and say that men were the original brewers of beer, but whatever. If you go even further back to when maybe the first historical records of beer were produced, we're talking about the ancient Sumerians. I think it's going to be pretty hard to figure out what sex was creating the most beer, whether it was men or women, but it's neither here nor there. And she makes the statement that, how do we pay homage to the women founders? We put them in bikinis on these beer posters. I'm pretty sure that the woman featured in this poster does not give a damn about who were the original creators and brewers of beer.
I was recently diagnosed with stage 4. I don't give a shit.
She herself put the bikini on and decided to go out there and take those photos and was paid handsomely for doing so. So we don't need to like cry
States of America
for the women who have been featured in these beer posters. And there seems to be this element of placing blame upon men for the fact that women are dressed like this. And while men are the target demographic, women have to put on the bikini to be featured in the ad. They have to sexualize themselves for these posters to get made. So enough of the boohoo crying and blaming men for stuff like this.
Look at this. Wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their but the whole beer industry's
Oh gosh. Did the She-Hulk writers write this ad?
I'm an expert at controlling my anger because I do it infinitely more than you.
You need to relax.
And you know what? From a feminist perspective, how rude of you to claim that these are not empowered women. Aren't these models who are choosing to wear bikinis and virtually no clothing and go out scantily clad for these photos?
Aren't they empowered? Isn't this sexual liberation? Isn't this taking their bodies into their own hands and being able to market that to their target demographic?
We don't look at OnlyFans models now as feminists and go,
how disgusting that you're selling your body on the internet.
We promote that stuff. We're telling girls as young as 18 years old to go and start selling pictures of their body on the internet. I thought that was empowering for you guys. I thought that was a good thing. Why are you getting rid of these posters of women who are empowered and liberated?
Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this shit and buying it back so that he can turn it into good shit for women brewers. Literally, good shit. How, you ask? Ladies, take it away.
First, we turn the bad shit into compost. Then we feed compost to worms. Push out beautiful fertilizer.
That good shit helps farmers grow quality hops,
which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. We take the women's posters, we compost it, the women farmers, the women brewers. It's just, it really irks me. Are we done yet with like the rah rah strong woman characteristics that we're seeing right now?
Women can do anything.
It feels so much like pandering to me. It's just pandering to a female audience, and it's a female audience that is not buying Miller Lite. They need to know their audience and know their consumer base because it's men. I've never bought Miller Lite, but now I'm gonna not buy it even harder.
You know what? I'm gonna start dating her even harder.
And I'm sure this is not changing the minds of women, and they're suddenly gonna go to the grocery store on Sundays and start buying Miller Lite because they saw this ad. Also, How many ads are you really finding with this, you know, sexist depiction that you're able to make enough compost to actually make a change in the environment? Now, I'm not going to dog on their endeavors to make compost for farmers. I think that's a great thing. Whatever, go and do that. But it feels like a genius piece of marketing, because how many posters are they actually pulling together to be able to make this compost? Maybe like 1 acre's worth. And that's just me speculating, of course. Maybe they're doing far more than that. But I find it hard to believe, because most of these ads are going to exist on the internet. And the internet, it's not being turned into compost. That digital footprint, they're probably just going to buy it back and then it's never going to be seen again. Which, how dare you harm the careers of liberated women who decided to post their bodies on the internet. Now they're not going to get paid. Maybe they get royalties from those ads that you're now taking off the internet. And then they probably put their bodies out there for nothing.
But there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any shit you got into Miller Lite and they'll turn that into good shit too. Oh. So here's to women, because without us, there would be no beer.
Really? Without women, there would be no beer. So if a woman brewer during the colonial age didn't make it, men would just go, you know what? We don't need the alcoholic beverage anymore. We don't need that thing that's been like the backbone of American culture as far as men are concerned for quite some time. No man's gonna go and brew that shit.
Mm-mm, get somebody else to do it.
You know, you can talk about the history of brewing beer without making it just this virtue signaling, we love women, we hate men sort of homage to the general public that nobody is falling for. And again, it's not going to change the people who are buying your beer. And I find it so interesting that this is clearly an ad made by somebody who is a politically left-leaning, who cares not about the real erasure of women. The fact that I'm now being called cis, or women are being called chest feeders and birthing people and individuals with uteruses. They don't care about that erasure of women. But oh my gosh, if we don't talk about the fact that women brewed beer, which has never been an issue and never been a point of complaint, if we don't talk about that, then we're talking about the erasure of women. That's the real erasure of womanhood in America. Somebody should probably wake them up and let them know that there are much bigger problems happening for women. We have Bud Light do this sponsorship for Dylan Mulvaney, essentially asserting that Dylan Mulvaney is a woman himself. We saw how that went for that company.
Bud Light.
Hopefully, there is a similar response with this Miller Lite ad. Not even for the fact that you're against anything that they're saying in this ad, but for the fact that we don't want companies pandering to us anymore. It would be great if Miller Lite just did their job of, you know, manufacturing and producing beer and selling it to its target demographic, which is men. And I have to reiterate, it is men.
This is our handbook. I wrote the whole thing myself.
Why don't you guys just do that and market to your actual customers and your actual audience? Because nobody's making the claim that men invented beer and that there's no history of women brewers. But now we have this pointless virtue signaling ad to, I don't know, watch and still not buy the beer. But guys, let me know your thoughts. Drop it in the comments down below. Does this ad speak to your heart? Have you now learned something that you didn't know before? Are you now gonna go buy Miller Lite because of this feminist narrative that you've heard? I'm not, but you can. And with that, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And go buy a different beer. Maybe Yuengling.